New home sales fall hard.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Sales of newly built single-family homes slid in January to a record low. The government said this morning sales dropped to an annual rate of 309,000, the lowest level since records began in 1963. Against that backdrop of a popped housing bubble, Fed Chair Ben Bernanke is giving a House committee his take on interest rates right now in classic econo speak.
Although the federal funds rate is likely to remain exceptionally low for an extended period, as the expansion matures, the Federal Reserve will at some point need to begin to tighten monetary conditions to prevent the development of inflationary pressures.
Translation? Low rates for now, maybe higher in a few months. Also facing lawmakers today, the president of Toyota will be apologizing for faulty cars. But Marketplace's Gregory Warner says the hearing may also look at how government regulators did their jobs.
Today's hearings will expose not only problems at Toyota, but problems at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA. The regulating authority went easy on the company. Subpoenaed documents from Toyota bragged of how Toyota negotiated favorable recalls of just some floor mats. Toyota has now recalled more than 5 million vehicles. Paul Eisenstein is publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. He says the question is not just, were regulators too cozy with the industry to enforce the rules?
But there's also the question of whether they have the simple capability of testing, particularly some of the complex systems that are going into today's cars.
Eisenstein says one outcome of the hearings might be to give NHTSA the resources they need to do their job. Gary Chasen is professor of industrial relations at Clark University. He says since last year's bailout of the auto industry,
the government, as they would say, has a dog in this fight.
He says Congress has to crack down on Toyota without giving the impression it's just trying to make General Motors look good. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And there is yet more testy congressional testimony. Executives from WellPoint are before lawmakers right now. That's the parent company of Anthem Blue Cross. They made news recently by trying to hike insurance premiums almost 40% for consumers in California. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson says WellPoint might be regretting that move.
Anthem says it needed to raise premiums on its California customers because healthy people are dropping out of the insurance pool due to the recession. But because of its move, Washington is hitting back twice as hard with proposals for new rules on insurance rate increases.
I suspect that they wish they didn't have this headache.
Dave Shove is a senior healthcare services analyst at BMO Capital. He says Anthem's error was likely a side effect of its sheer size.
They insure 35 million people. They're the largest health insurer in the United States. Rate increases are done probably every day, and I doubt at the senior executive level that every rate request is reviewed.
Well, perhaps they will be from now on. Shove says Anthem's PR blunder isn't all bad for the company. The spat with Washington could boost the case for a mandate that all Americans carry insurance. And that is something Anthem wouldn't mind one bit. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. Despite that tough news on home sales, stocks are up 1%. The Dow up 106 points at 10,389. Asian stocks fell earlier in the day by 1%. European shares are lower by about 0.5%. European regulators famously went after Microsoft in years past. Now, Google says the EU has launched a preliminary inquiry into its search ranking system. Christopher Wirth has that from London.
It may be hard to believe, but Google dominates European search advertising even more than in the U.S. And so competitors, large and small, have asked the EU to hold a magnifying glass to the way the company runs its search engine and sells online ad space. One of those competitors is named Chow, which just so happens to be owned by Microsoft. Thomas Vigne is a lawyer with Clifford Chance in Brussels. He says Microsoft knows all about EU antitrust complaints.
Microsoft is locked in a great battle for control over the future of computing, primarily with Google, and competition cases in Brussels have proved to be fertile ground for pursuing such great battles.
Google responded in a blog post arguing its practices are fair and square, and Vigne says Google could face similar antitrust scrutiny in the U.S. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. And by MassMutual, for 158 years providing policyholders with solutions to help meet their financial goals at MassMutual.com.
In an address today to the nation's top CEOs, President Obama is expected to roll out a proposal to encourage coal-burning power plants to switch to natural gas. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has more from Washington.
Natural gas burns much more cleanly than coal, and new technologies have uncovered domestic reserves of gas. Prices have been coming down. Steve Nadell at the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy says gas-fired utility plants are becoming more attractive.
From an efficiency point of view, the gas would be better. But we do have lots of coal, and there's a lot of political implications about where the coal comes from. So it gets pretty complicated.
Coal is still cheaper than gas, and coal means lots of jobs for economically depressed parts of the country like Appalachia. Energy analyst Bob Lee with Charles River Associates says, rightly or wrongly, the president's picking a winner and a loser.
If the economics were such that gas was superior, the government wouldn't have to step in that case. So the fact that the government has to step in and try to push producers towards gas away from coal means that there is an economic cost to be paid somewhere.
Big oil companies would be among the winners. They've invested a lot in the future of domestic natural gas. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And an email from a professor at NYU's Stern School of Business is making the rounds. He kicked a student out of his class for showing up an hour late. The student emailed his umbrage. And to paraphrase, the prof said, "The business world is hard. Showing up on time is easy. Start by getting the easy stuff right." I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.